Penguin Random House Audio presents My Dead Parents, a memoir. This is the author, Anya Yurchishin. Whereas the beautiful is limited, the sublime is limitless, so that the mind, in the presence of the sublime, attempting to imagine what it cannot, has pain in the failure, but pleasure in contemplating the immensity of the attempt. Immanuel Kant. Na konya, onto the horse. Part 1. My mother Anita died in her sleep in 2010, when she was 64 and I was 32. The official cause of death was heart failure, but what she really died from was unabashed alcoholism, the kind where you drink whatever you can get your hands on, use your bed as a toilet when you can't make it to the bathroom, and cause so much brain damage you lose the ability to walk unsupported. The cause of her death was herself and her many problems. The month after she died, I began cleaning out her house, my childhood home, in downtown Boston. As a kid, my house sometimes seemed enchanting, filled to the ceiling with items my parents had collected on their many trips around the globe. But when my father, George, was killed in a car accident in Ukraine in 1994, my mother lost interest in our home, and it started to die as well. By the time she passed away, treasured rugs were being eaten by moths and mice, the fire escape was dangling off the back, and some windows wouldn't open while others wouldn't close. Everything that once seemed...